Now, lead analysis. What? They just like shooting stuff, that's all. So your lead analysis then, either using a graphite furnace, atomic absorption spectroscopy, what was OES, AES? Yeah, this was just to confuse you. It's either OES, which is optical emission spectroscopy, or AES, which is atomic emission spectroscopy. They're synonyms. ICP-MS? Yes, very good. What was the advantage of ICP-MS over graphite furnace AAS? Yep. And? You can do multi-element analysis on the mass spec and the same thing, whereas with the graphite furnace, you have to use a lamp, and the lamp's special for the metal. So each time you want to switch to a different metal, you have to switch to a different lamp. So it's a very slow process. The disadvantage with the ICP-MS, remember, it costs a lot more money and it's a lot fiddlier to use. So you need a real specialist on one of these. Your lead then will typically be in a solid matrix. You must digest it in the first case and put that lead into solution before putting it into any one of these atomic instruments. Your storage in glass must, you must wash your glass with acid at the outset and leave a residual acid in the glass to ensure that the lead stays in solution and doesn't bind to the glass. And the values that are safe at the moment in Australia for water are at the ppb level. And what is that, TWA? Time-weighted average. Remember, these are toxicological things that could potentially be in that test coming up. Yep, so 150 micrograms per meter cubed.